You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I'm so happy and proud to announce I'm at the 95th Annual Texas FFA Convention. And my guest today is Kayla Robinson, who is the CEO of Ag Texas Farm Credit. Hey, Kayla, just want to say first off, welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, Kayla, so a lot going on here today, lots of blue jackets. I'll tell you, this is my second time covering the convention, and I mean, I'm always excited. The energy, the kids, the members, it's just infectious. Why do you come here?
So we are proud to support the youth of agriculture because really it is the future. We think of looking at all of these students in the blue corduroy. They're the leaders of the industry in the future. And so we're proud to be here to support them. I'll also say that I used to wear that blue corduroy jacket when I was in high school. And so it's something that is really important to me and instilled a lot of values in me.
So I wanna stay on those earlier days a little bit longer. I didn't know you were a former member, so this is exciting for me. And wait till you hear some more about Kayla's story. But those early years, like, what did that mean? Like, that connection or being part of the FFA for you?
So one, when you're a part of the FFA, it's something to be very proud of. Just that feeling you get when you put the official dress on and you know that it is something that has been around for 95 years and something that you can be proud going into communities. It builds a lot of leadership skills. I competed in several of the contests that were available through FFA. I was also an area officer, so Area 4. I grew up in Stephenville and was able to do that and just met lots of friends over those years, just a strong affection for FFA.
And so now let's go a little bit further. So FFA, then obviously college, we get into the professional life. Like, tell us a little bit more about how you kind of rose through the ranks.
Okay. So when I graduated high school, I went to Texas Tech University and got a degree in ag economics. Throughout that time, I already knew where I wanted to work. So I knew about Ag Texas from growing up. My parents were borrowers, and so I already knew. I was one of those weird people.
Wait, you knew that early?
I knew. Actually, I knew in junior high. I'm not lying. That's I knew in awesome. Junior high what I wanted to do. So I was one of those kind of nerds that did that. But so whenever I was in college at Texas Tech, I went to Ag Texas and I asked them for an internship. Wow. They didn't even have one available at the time, but I was persistent enough where they allowed me to intern at the company and just kind of start, you know, getting to know everybody, get embedded in the culture and learn everything there is about ag lending.
Wow, that's so interesting to me. First, that you knew that young what you wanted to do, and then you got your internship, you were persistent, and then so what happened next?
So when I graduated with my bachelor's degree, I went to work for Ag Texas. I worked in our credit department for 12 years, and that's where I really learned why we do what we do, because it really is about that borrower. We're a cooperative, and so we're owned by our customers. And what that means to them is that they have a say in the way that our company runs, but it also means that all we do is agriculture. So we're not doing the loans that some of the commercial banks do, which basically means that in the good times and the bad, Ag Texas is there for our customers. And that's really what I learned during that phase of my career is this is their livelihood. And it's what they do really does feed and clothe the world. And it's something just huge to be a part of and exciting to be a part of. So after I had been in credit, I had the opportunity, I actually worked in human resources. So I kind of had an odd career path to get to where I am. And then I was chief operating officer before having the opportunity to be the CEO.
Wow, I already know the title of this one, from intern to CEO, like the Chronicles. Like, It's amazing. Can you talk a little bit more? Because I don't know much about it. So the agricultural side of lending, you mentioned that Absolutely. You specialize in that. Like, what's unique about that?
So literally all we do is ag loans. So if it doesn't have anything to do with agriculture, we're not doing it. Mm. What that means is in a year where, you know, in West Texas, it doesn't rain. And so there may not be a crop, or, you know, cattle prices tank, or, you know, the milk prices tank, something like that. We understand those ups and downs of agriculture. And we're going to be there for those producers because it is important that they have reliable credit and insurance services in order to continue. The amount of risk that these farmers and ranchers take every single year, they put everything on the line to really help enforce our nation's security with our food and fiber. Mm-hmm.
So what is one of your favorite parts now that you're on the other side and you're in corporate America? What's one of your favorite parts of attending the convention?
So I love the energy. The energy
everybody
in these students,
says that. If somebody's been watching this whole series, they're going to be like, why is it? What's this energy everybody keeps talking about? I'm telling you, come. You'll
it
see.
Is, it is phenomenal. These kids are excited, and they're excited to be a part of something bigger, you know? And I think there's that camaraderie that comes when they walk in and they're in their official dress and it's hot outside, but they come inside and they see all of these people, and it's like immediate friendships and just opportunities to grow for these students.
Yeah, I find as an adult, me being an adult here, it's just as much fun for me. Like, I'm seeing
it
this.
Is.
And
it
now
really
that it's
is.
Like my second year, I'm seeing some of the other people that I met last year and this and that, and it's like I'm coming to see my friends too.
It really is. And these, I'm telling you, these are the best and brightest. They really are the best and the brightest students, and they are the future of agriculture. And so anytime I get an opportunity to be around them and invest in them and get to know these students, it's important for me to do that.
So this particular show, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives watch it, and from many different industries, not just agriculture. And what would you say to some of the other corporate leaders out there of why they should get involved or why they should have representation at Texas FFA or the FFA in general?
I think it comes down to these are some of the absolute best leaders that our high schools can produce. The Texas FFA Association really invests in these students and builds them. These are the ones that you want to hire. These are the ones that you want as your neighbors. I mean, these are salt of the earth, good, hardworking kids, and it's fantastic to be able to support them.
Yeah, and I've noticed, like, you look out here and not everybody's glued to their phone.
I know, right?
Nice. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
they're talking
sir.
Like, to each other.
Actual, like, communication is going on. And I'm just shocked because I go to a lot of places, a lot of conferences, a lot of things, and I rarely see that. This is a very different, like, level of, I don't know if the word's maturity or, like, I don't know, what would you say? Like, what makes it different?
You know, I think FFA does a really good job of instilling that professionalism in students. And as someone who speaks in, you know, college classes and stuff, it's not something you see every day. None of these students would choose to wear the official dress, you know, as their normal day-to-day outfits, right? Yeah. But there's something happens when they put that on and they know the importance and they know the history, and I think they're proud to wear it.
I'll tell you, it's been, I look forward to every year coming to this. I can't wait to the next one. I'm gonna keep on coming to it, and I hope to see you again the next time. I have to circle back on this one. So you start as an intern. Are you out here recruiting in too as well?
Like, I am always recruiting. I say that all the time. I'm in recruiting mode all the time. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Well, Kayla, I really appreciate you making some time for us and coming on the show. And I appreciate you being a leader in the community and also a living testament from starting there all the way up to internship, all the way up to CEO. I mean, it's just a great, great success story and a testament to the great work that Texas FFA is doing and the FFA organization, really to breed and to grow and cultivate, I should say, our future leaders. So thank you again for coming on the show.
Yes, absolutely. I enjoyed it.